Beef prices take a dive. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Since 1995, leaders in the beef industry have gathered to develop an aligned comprehensive plan with the goal of increasing consumer demand for beef. Kim Brackett is the owner-operator of Brackett Ranches, a cow-calf and stocker operation in Homedale, Idaho, and she had this to say some time ago.
The industry long-range plan, it's a plan that creates strategic direction for the entire beef industry, and it has the goal of identifying the key areas that we can work on that will increase demand for beef.
So it looks like Kim and her associates have more work to do, because feed cattle prices, like the other futures markets, have dropped drastically due to all the unknowns surrounding the coronavirus, outbreaks in production areas, and a free-falling stock market. But at least part of the cattle price drop points to classic supply and demand economics rather than panic. According to the USDA, the start of beef price decline actually started 5 weeks ago. USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagum says that in fact we've been in a very sharp decline since the 1st of February. Recently, the average 5-year steer price, which is our average benchmark, was $109 per hundredweight, and that's down from $127 a year ago. Shagum says there's just a lot more meat out there. This report was produced by the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm David Sparks.